Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Governor Sisolak will not sign off on allowing the Las Vegas monorail company to secure up to $200 million in tax-exempt bonds. Now, that means the attempt to build two new stations and extend the monorail to the Mandalay Bay might be put on hold. The monorail company insists it needs the money to build two new stations and pay off a recent loan of about $13 million. The recent loan was obtained to pay off maturing bonds and interest. So the new loan paid off the old loan, and the new bonds could be used to help pay off the old bonds and loan. Seems to be a continuous cycle of borrowing from Peter to pay Paul. Now, while the governor's communications director would not provide details about when or why the governor made the decision, he did say it was made after careful consideration. The company now says they have multiple ways to proceed. The company is not a public entity, and as such, if they fail or succeed, it won't impact the public unless government entities choose to get involved. The history of the company reveals why it is not in the best interest of governmental entities to get involved. After a publicly positive inauguration, ticket sales fell far short of expectations, and the monorail company failed to pay back the $650 million in state-backed bonds, resulting in the company filing for bankruptcy in 2010. Although the company is confident that planned stops at the Mandalay Bay and the MSG Sphere would generate enough new traffic to more than pay for themselves, the ridership revenue has fallen every year since 2016, which makes public involvement in the expansion project a real gamble and a somewhat risky venture. At one time, the estimated costs of these extensions were approximately $110 million. The costs have now risen to $172 million, a $62 million increase. Certainly no chump change. Now, while the monorail company was seeking funding through an IRS ruling that allows nonprofits to issue tax-exempt bonds on behalf of the government, Clark County attorney Mary Ann Miller has previously expressed concern that the bonds would be an obligation. In her opinion, that would mean under contract law, the county would be considered third-party beneficiaries of the contract, and if the monorail company went into bankruptcy again, the lenders could somehow rely upon the county financially. It's important that the governor is taking time to carefully consider this project. Ticket sales for the past 2 years have netted $2.1 million less than the monorail company budgeted for. Now, while the company will not release their operating costs, their projections remain rosy. They predict an upswing in their annual ridership beginning with this year and growing by more than 14% by 2025. So how is the monorail company doing in terms of their ridership numbers? Well, at this point, the company will not provide an update on the figures. The Las Vegas Monorail Company is still operating without any true sense of transparency, but they still insist that we trust them and provide whatever support might be required. The monorail concept has been marginal from the start. If investors are true believers and they believe the future will see a monorail that is attracting more riders and bringing in the necessary revenue, let those investors reach into their pockets. If they're right about their projections, their investments will pay off big time. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.